In a simple way, noticing awareness. And what you are aware of. At the beginning of a sitting, it's often helpful to connect with relaxation. You may want to scan in your body and consciously relax areas of the body. Sometimes I can feel this without a directed body scan, but more just a feeling of what kind of a releasing from top to bottom. Almost a ripple through the body. Of relaxation. And checking in inside the body. Maybe the inside of the throat can relax. Maybe there can be a sense of the heart relaxing. Maybe the stomach and the intestines can relax. And if it's useful, perhaps dropping in this invitation for relaxation. Seeing how the mind and body respond to the request or the invitation. May the body relax. May the mind relax. And opening to, in this moment, connecting with whatever relaxation is available. Opening to or recognizing awareness is aware of however the body and mind are in this moment. Are you aware? Recognizing the awareness. And letting go of the active exploration of relaxation, settle back and receive whatever is obvious. It may be specific sensations in the body, pressure, coolness or heat, the breath. Contact of hands. Maybe a broader, more diffuse experience in the body, a sense of vibration throughout the body. Perhaps hearing sounds in the room where you are, the sound of my voice. Sounds that your body makes. Maybe thoughts, emotions, moods. Receiving the experience of body and mind, receiving the experience of life, how life is felt, in this body, in this mind. With a sense of curiosity, much as a naturalist might sit in nature and just simply be available to be with what's happening around them, to learn and understand the patterns. relationships. Between different happenings. Receiving with curiosity and not interfering. Whatever the experience is, whether pleasant or unpleasant or neutral, that is what is happening. It's already here, has been conditioned, has come to be. What we are aware of is simply an experience, a conditioned experience, an impermanent phenomenon arising in this body and mind. Every experience equally valid in terms of learning, the possibility of learning, understanding, relationships, and conditions. And so the object or the experience is. What the object is not so important. How we are in relationship to experience is what supports or gets in the way of that learning. And so this curiosity from time to time about how we are in relationship to experience helps the mind to see what filters or views or perspectives the mind is seeing through becoming aware of a filter or view through which the awareness is meeting experience. This is checking the attitude. There's usually some kind of filter or view. Often we may find or notice a little bit of resistance or leaning into a little or a lot, greed or aversion. You may notice some confusion, the mind kind of spinning of what do I do? How do I do it? Or beliefs about what should be happening. By opening to recognizing that those filters or views are happening. It allows them to become simply another experience that we know. They become what is seen in experience as opposed to how we are seeing experience. And any experience is fine when it's recognized. Not liking is happening. Confusion is happening. Through this exploration or opening to seeing the attitudes, seeing the filters or views, we find our way towards wise attitude, a way of being with experience that lets you feel at ease with whatever's happening. Resistance can be present, and we can be at ease with resistance. Are you aware? What is obvious? Being with each moment, what is most obvious, which can change moment to moment. You might feel a sense of flowing between different experiences, the attention shifting from one experience to the next. There might be a sense of the attention focusing in on something or being very broad, receiving many things at the same time. Just notice how it is for you. Awareness functions in many different ways. Are you aware? What is awareness aware of? from time to time. Curiosity about the relationship to what is happening. Not to try to find it. Just a feeling of kind of opening up to be curious, what else might be happening here? Perhaps then it may be willing to be received, to be felt, to be known. Nothing particularly to do if you recognize a relationship or an attitude, other than to allow it to just be one of the experiences that is now known, with all of its attendant impacts on the body. Perhaps aware of emotions connected to the attitude. But you don't have to search for any of it. Just continue the simple, simple practice. Are you aware? What is obvious? If you find the mindfulness returning after a wandering or a drifting, curiosity about the experience of awareness in that moment, aware again. And then receiving what's here in this moment. This can be a useful time to be curious about the relationship to experience. And simply continuing again. What's here? What's already here available, being known? Thank you.